This is Mija Riddell for the Smithsonian Institution Archives of American Art with William Carlson at the artist's home in Coconut Grove, Florida on June 24th, 2009. This is disc number one. We've had a good day so far.
Yeah, we've had a lot of fun.
Thank you. So we thought we'd just start the conversation with where things are right now, and then we'll jump back to the beginning and look at that part of your life. But you've been here in Florida since 2005?
No, 2003.
2003, okay. Right. And you've been teaching at the University of Miami?
That whole time, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I made a transition, a big move, from being at the University of Illinois for 27 years to moving to Miami. So Illinois, 1976 through 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And the move to Miami was really because of a need for a change.
Mm-hmm.
Life was good,
mm-hmm.
but life can also kind of have some new surprises and new opportunities.
Right.
So Miami offered me that, in that a dean who brought me here, the dean of the College of Arts and Sciences, Jim Weitch.
Weitch.
Mm-hmm. And Donna Shalala, the president of the university, both were very convincing in the university's commitment to the arts.
Mm-hmm.
So, in kind of an unexpected and kind of a immediate move,
mm-hmm.
I decided, and Annie Shadis, my wife, decided that we would try Miami,
mm-hmm.
and try to figure out whether we had an identity here. I got fitted for my Speedo bathing suit, and so I was on the road to Miami.
And what about Miami was appealing? What about the program here was appealing after all those years in Illinois?
Well, I guess the idea of change was the most appealing.
Mm-hmm.
But the university, again, with those great cheerleaders with Weitch and Shalala,
mm-hmm.
Were very convincing in that this smaller school, this school of 14,000, was ready for an art department that was really going to be focused on integration into the campus,
mm-hmm.
and a chance to have an art department develop, small, but an art department develop that was going to be crucial to the life of the school.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what made things sound so good. This would include the development of a real comprehensive glass program,
mm-hmm.
as well as trying to foster new hires in all the areas of the Department of Art and Art History.
And you came here as the chair.
I came as the chair, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think of myself as an administrator, although
mm-hmm.
The folks at Miami had made me believe that I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked okay for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
That was in the trying to promote the hires and create the new positions and to talk about new facilities that really would be that transition from a smaller art program at a big university or a reasonable university of 14,000 students into a real vibrant art program.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't to be in mm-hmm. some ways just because of the finances. There wasn't the money and the resources that was going to make all this happen. And more than that, the dean who had brought me to the campus was forced out. Forced out because he was ambitious, I think, and very enlightened, but probably not as good a manager as he needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And the funds were not going to be forthcoming
mm-hmm.
to make those transitions happen.
Mm-hmm.
So much to my dismay, his departure meant an evaporation of some of the things that I thought would happen
mm-hmm.
As chair of the art department.
And it was exciting to you to think about building this program that would allow you to really envision a new way of looking at sculpture and art that you hadn't been able to develop so much from the ground up in Illinois, is that it?
Yeah, I think so. Again, it was trying to take what I had learned in Illinois,
yeah.
and not that they were all mistakes, but
right.
I'm not sure there were too many mistakes, but trying to figure out a way of making a program of a size and of a focus that would really make the three-dimensional area and the whole art department work as a coordinated unit rather
mm-hmm.
than separate entities. Probably easier said than done.
Right.
So I guess that's part of my education that went along with this move.
Mm-hmm.
The university and the some of the things that were imagined to happen on my arrival still have come to pass, so that the Low Art Museum on the University of Miami campus now as a wonderful addition to the facilities, with a wing that was funded, sponsored by Myrna and Sheldon Pally, collectors in the arts, especially committed to glass.
Mm-hmm.
And that opportunity to have a museum that